Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I am Jijunyo Mehta with the news. The headlines. Advisor Hekani Jakalu highlights MSMEs as key to Nagaland's economic growth. State government issues guidelines for Phase 1 of Census 2027 self-enumeration. MP S. Pangnon Konyak lauds Centre's focus on Northeast as NDA completes 12 years in power. And Centre constitutes high-level committee to address demographic changes. And now the news in detail. The Department of Industries and Commerce today organized an interactive session with state legislators on the Unnati 2024 scheme and PM Vishwakarma in Kohima. Speaking at the event, Advisor for Industries and Commerce, Hekani Jakalu, highlighted the department's long-term vision for the economic growth of Nagaland. She said that strengthening MSMEs and the business community will significantly boost the state's economy and create employment opportunities. The advisor also emphasized upon the responsibility of legislators in spreading awareness of various schemes and opportunities available to the public. Ms. Jakalu also spoke on the World Bank Assisted Ramp Scheme, the PM Formalization of Micro Food Processing Enterprises Scheme, and PM Vishwakarma. She highlighted handloom, handicrafts, and textiles along with food processing as important sectors for economic growth. Meanwhile, Secretary of Industries and Commerce, Kumar Ramnikant, said the schemes reflects a shared vision of self-reliance through entrepreneurship and skill development. He informed that 55 units in Nagaland are currently functioning under the Unnati scheme, while nearly 2,000 artisans have been trained under PM Vishwakarma till date. Altogether, 12 legislators attended the program. The state government has issued detailed guidelines for Phase 1 of Census 2027 self-enumeration, which will be conducted across the state from the 16th to 30th of next month. In a notification, Home Commissioner and State Nodal Officer Abhijit Sinha encouraged all residents to complete the process accurately through the official census portal se.census.gov.in. The self-enumeration process allows citizens to submit households' details online prior to house-to-house verification by enumerators. More from a correspondent.
As per the guidelines, each household must register on the official census portal using a single mobile number, verify through OTP, and provide location details by marking their residence on the digital map. After this, they can fill in the house listing and housing census questionnaire online. Once the form is submitted, no further changes can be made except during field verification by the census enumerator. After successful submission, a unique self-enumeration ID will be generated, which must be shared during enumerator's visit. If the ID matches the record on the enumerator's mobile, the self-enumeration data is confirmed and accepted. Otherwise, the enumerator will collect household data afresh. Tejo, Akashwani News, Kohima. Household data afresh. Tejo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The government has urged all departments and the general public to ensure accurate self-enumeration within the notified 15-day period. The Kohima District Planning and Development Board meeting was held today, reviewing matters related to electoral roll revision and law and order in the district. Assistant Electoral Officer Chisho briefed members on the special intensive revision of the electoral roll. He said Kohima District has 189 polling stations under 6 assembly constituencies, including 3 new polling stations added last year. He stressed that SIR is required due to rapid urbanization, migration, and concerns regarding the quality of electoral rolls. Noting that electors have been categorized based on their linkage with the 2005 electoral roll, Mr. Chisho informed that around 79% mapping has been achieved so far. He clarified that during the SIR, Aadhaar will be accepted only as proof of identity and not as proof of citizenship, address, or date of birth. On the law and order situation, Senior Superintendent of Police Kohima, Crody Retso, said police are closely monitoring reports of illegal taxation in Kohima town. Highlighting on the Manipur situation, he informed that several heavy vehicles remain stranded along National Highway 2 and security personnel have been deployed to ensure the safety of stranded drivers. He also appealed to the public to refrain from spreading provocative content on social media that could disturb peace and harmony. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The National Democratic Alliance, led by the BJP, has completed 12 years at the center today. It was on this day in 2014, Narendra Modi took oath as the Prime Minister of India. On the occasion, Nagaland's Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak acknowledged the dynamic and visionary leadership of Mr. Modi in driving India's progress and growing global stature, saying it reflects his unwavering commitment towards the welfare and empowerment of the poor, youth and women. She added that during the period, Northeast witnessed unprecedented attention in connectivity, infrastructure development and empowerment, with Nagaland receiving special focus through various transformative initiatives and continued support. The center has constituted a high-level committee to address the challenges of demographic change caused by infiltration and other factors. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the committee will be chaired by former Supreme Court Judge Justice Prakash Prabhakar Navlekar. The Joint Secretary Foreigners One in Home Ministry will serve as the member's secretary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his Independence Day speech last year, had announced the high-level committee.
षड्यंत्र के तहत देश की डेमोग्राफी को बदला जा रहा है, एक नए संकट के बीज बोए जा रहे हैं और ये घुसपैठिए मेरे देश के नौजवानों की रोजी रोटी छीन रहे हैं, एक घुसपैठिए मेरे देश की बहन बेटियों को निशाना बना रहे हैं, ये बर्दाश्त नहीं होगा। ये घुसपैठिए भोले भाले आदिवासियों को भ्रमित करके उनकी जमीनों पर कब्जा कर रहे हैं, ये देश सहन नहीं करेगा और इसलिए एक हाई पावर डेमोग्राफी मिशन शुरू करने का निर्णय किया है।
Mr. Shah said unnatural demographic change poses a significant challenge to the present and future of any nation and is a serious issue linked not only to sovereignty but also to national security, law and order, and preservation of tribal society. The committee will also study abnormal population shifts among religious and social communities and present a planned and time-bound solution. The state government has appointed the Commissioner of Nagaland as the regulator under the Banning of Unregulated Deposit Schemes Act 2019. The appointment was notified by the Finance Department on May 15 and comes into effect immediately. According to the notification, the regulator will oversee and supervise matters relating to unregulated deposit schemes in the state and coordinate with enforcement authorities under the Act. The government has also appointed additional secretary of the Finance Department Revenue Branch as the competent authority under the Act. Further, all additional deputy commissioners posted at district headquarters are designated to assist in enforcement, field verification and coordination with local authorities. The Labour Commissioner's Office, Nagaland, has issued an advisory directing employers and establishments across the state to take precautionary measures to protect workers from heatwave conditions. The advisory follows directions from the Ministry of Labour and Employment. The advisory has directed employers to reschedule working hours wherever possible to avoid outdoor work during peak heat hours and ensure adequate rest breaks. Construction agencies, factories, brick kilns and other establishments have been directed to provide safe drinking water, shaded areas, cooling facilities and emergency first aid materials at workplaces. Special emphasis have been placed on daily wage earners, construction workers, brick kiln workers and other outdoor laborers. The directive comes into immediate effect and will remain in force throughout the heat wave season or until further orders. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Advisor Hekani Jakhalu highlights MSMEs as key to Nagaland's economic growth. State government issues guidelines for Phase 1 of Census 2027 self-enumeration. MP S. Pangnon Konyak loads center's focus on Northeast as NDA completes 12 years in power. And the center constitutes high-level committee to address demographic changes. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.